Welcome to the Genealogy Girl Talks podcast. Today, I want to share with you some genealogy news you can use. FamilySearch released their classes and webinars available for May 2024. These classes are available in English and Spanish. A few of the classes and webinars include Introduction to U.S. Probate Records, Family Tree Merging, Analyzing and Evaluating U.S. Records. You can find more information at FamilySearch.org. There's also a genealogy project that gives Native Hawaiians access to 7,300 pages of rare archival records. Many of these records date back to the mid-1800s. There are more than 7,300 pages of handwritten material that's been transcribed and uploaded to a searchable database. You can find more at hawaiianancestry.weebly.com. And the National Archive will digitize 500 million records by 2026. There are only about 2% of the records that are currently digitally cataloged. Their new conveyor belt scanners can digitize up to 314 pages per minute. You can read more at federaltimes.com. And now for an episode from the Let's Talk Family History and Genealogy podcast, 5 creative ways to use Canva in your family history and genealogy. Have you ever used Canva for your family history and genealogy? There are many creative ways you can incorporate it into your family history. Today, I want to share with you 5 creative ways to use Canva in your family history and genealogy. The first way to use Canva is to create a family tree to print or share with family. You can also print your family tree to give to a family member, or you can save your tree as an image or a PDF to share. Canva has many templates that you can use to create your tree. There are a lot of free elements like fonts, text boxes, images, backgrounds, and more that you can add as well. The second way you can use Canva in your family history is to create Pinterest templates. You can use these for your blog or your website. Once again, there are many templates you can use already in Canva, or you can purchase new ones to try. To use Pinterest templates, you simply add your text, usually your blog post. Don't forget your website. Then you save it to your computer, upload it to your website, and share it to Pinterest. The best part is you can continue to edit and reuse the same templates for multiple blog posts. The third way you can use Canva for your family history is creating invitations. These are great for upcoming events like family reunions, road trips, vacations, birthday parties, retirement parties, and more. There are a lot of invitation-themed templates already on Canva to choose from. Another creative way to use Canva for your family history and genealogy is to create Instagram templates. If you take a look at my Instagram account, you'll see a lot of my posts look similar. This is because I create the majority of my posts with Canva. My genealogy photo a day posts are all created with Canva. Why use Canva for Instagram? It's a great way to have your feed look uniform, if that's what you prefer. The last creative way you can use Canva for your family history and genealogy is to create a research log and/or a journal. Simply select a pre-made template, add the elements you choose, like photos, text, graphics, and more, to your journal template. And then when you're finished, you can save it, print it out, and it's ready for you to use. Key takeaways and tips. 1, if you're not familiar with Canva, it's a free desktop and mobile app that allows you to create many different projects. All you need to do to use Canva is simply create a free account. 2, there are many different templates you can use. Most of the templates are free to use. You can also purchase templates from template designers. 3, Canva also has a premium membership, which allows you to upgrade and use more features. Are you using Canva for your family history and genealogy? What are your favorite projects to create? Thank you for listening to this episode of the Genealogy Girl Talks podcast. You can find more at genealogygirltalks.com.